Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, broadcasting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International, on the frequency of 9,395 kHz, transmitting Tuesdays through Saturdays at 2 a.m. UTC time. You can also listen to us via internet on raya.com.ar, and listeners in the U.S. have also the option of using Audio Now, calling 641-552-8099 from their cell phones or landlines and paying the cost of a local phone call for listening to our latest program in English. But this is an alternative available only for U.S.-based listeners. If you want to contact us, send an email to rai@raiargentina.com. Remember that you can send reception reports via email as long as they come with a recording of the program you have picked up, because that's a requirement we have for replying with a QSL card, which is basically the main reason or one of the main purposes of listeners sending reception reports. They want to get a QSL card, but we require that brief 2-minute recording of the program you're reporting on. If you send the reception report via regular mail, well, no audio file is required in that case. Just send it to our regular historic address, RAE, P.O. Box 555, and then Buenos Aires, Argentina. Marcelo Diaz is operating the program today. I am Fernando Farias, and as usual, we'll bring you the latest news of Argentina and the region. And we have one of our weekly features. Today we've got great Argentine songs and their stories. And we'll talk about one of the most important tango songs and one of the most romantic and saddest tango songs ever, Grisel. But that will be after today's news. Let's start right away with the headlines. Argentine President Alberto Fernández announced changes in pensions and denied that it was a downsizing. The Health Ministry reported that the Argentine hospitalized for coronavirus in Japan has already been cured. Electronic voting made its debut with errors in the Dominican Republic, and elections were thus suspended. Uruguay's president-elect said he does not want dictator Nicolás Maduro, quote-unquote, to attend his inauguration on March the 1st. The Argentine government restored international flights from Buenos Aires Aeroparque. Sports: River beat Banfield and remains the sole leaders of the local tournament. And here are the news. President Alberto Fernández announced a 13% increase in minimum pensions and denied this is an adjustment or a downsizing. He reported that the minimum income for retirees and pensioners will go from about 14,000 pesos a month to almost 16,000 pesos a month, and in dollars, those amounts would be the equivalent of $230 to $260. Mr. Fernandez said that this increase is greater than the one that would be received by beneficiaries of the Social Security System, ANSES, with a recently repealed scheme for calculating amounts. That universe of people covered by ANSES has today had a substantially greater increase than it would have had if we had applied the formula we repealed. According to the president, the mass of retirees will have an average increase of 8% between March and May, while the estimated inflation will be less than that percentage. Therefore, Mr. Fernandez said, we cannot talk about an adjustment on retirees. Officials assured that the measures will imply improvements in the assets of more than 80% of beneficiaries. From the opposition, however, they criticized the announcements because they said they hurt those who do not get paid the minimum pension. Legislator Mario Negri in this framework criticized the president for having promised 20% increase to all beneficiaries. The Argentine who contracted coronavirus on the Diamond Princess cruise and was hospitalized in Japan no longer has the virus. This is what the state news agency Telam reports, quoting officials of the Ministry of Health of Argentina. According to the same sources, the last test that was carried out on this patient, a man in his 60s whose identity was not revealed, came back negative. On board the cruise ship docked in Yokohama, there are also seven other Argentines who, so far, showed no symptoms of this disease, which has already left more than 1,500 dead in China. The quarantine on the Diamond Princess is scheduled to last until this Wednesday, as it had been determined by the Japanese authorities. In the Dominican Republic, municipal elections were suspended because of failures in electronic voting. This was decided by the Central Electoral Board due to problems with this system, which was being used for the first time in this Caribbean nation. The authorities did not inform the date of new local elections or clarify whether the electronic vote system will be used in the presidential elections of May as planned. The system that failed consisted of a touchscreen terminal where the voter chose his or her candidate and took a printed record of the event. But according to the board, in several cases it was reported that not all registered candidates or parties were listed on the screens. Uruguayan president-elect Luis Lacalle Pou revealed that he does not want Venezuelan president Nicolás Maduro to attend his inauguration on March the 1st. The future president stated that this is not the foreign ministry, this is not protocol, this is my personal decision. And he stated, I am not willing to have dictator Maduro at our inauguration. It should be noted that the government of outgoing president Tabaré Vázquez had kept Uruguay in a similar position to that of Mexico regarding the Venezuelan issue. Although it did not openly support the Chavista leader, Montevideo was, until now, not part of the so-called Lima group of nations such as Chile and Colombia that push for the outright end of Maduro's government. But Lacalle Pou's words could indicate a change in Uruguay's stance. Buenos Aires Jorge Newbery Airport, better known as Aeroparque, will once again operate international flights. This was determined by the federal government through a publication on the official Gazette. It is the second air terminal in the Argentine capital after Ezeiza Airport. Aeroparque, which is located in the heart of the city by the Rio de la Plata, is used mainly for domestic flights, but it also offered connections to neighboring countries. Those international options had been transferred to Ezeiza or to a third airport recently inaugurated in Buenos Aires metropolitan area, El Palomar. But the resolution formalized today reinstates flights from Aeroparque to Brazil, Paraguay, Chile, Bolivia and Peru starting next May. Moving now into sports. River Plate prevailed over Banfield 1-0 and remained the only leaders of the ongoing Superliga of Argentina's football. The only goal of this match was scored by one of the best players of the so-called millionaires, Matías Suárez, with a header. Boca Juniors, meanwhile, found it easier to stay within 3 points behind River by beating Central Córdoba 4-0 in the province of Santiago del Estero. In other sporting news, the Argentine female field hockey team Las Leonas lost last night with Holland 3-1 in a game corresponding to the fourth date of the Pro League, a match that was held at the High Performance Training Center, the Senar compound in Núñez. Argentina's national team, which ranks third in the world list, had prevailed over the Dutch girls in the previous match on Saturday for the third date. Now the Argentines will play two games in Oceania versus New Zealand and Australia. Meanwhile, the men's national field hockey team equalized with Holland on two goals, but lost again in the penalty shootout and was unable to get the extra point for the fourth date of the Pro League, also disputed in the Senar Center of Buenos Aires. The other two games for the Argentines at home, just before Tokyo 2020, will be at the Swimming and Gym Club of Tucumán on May 30 and 31st versus Germany, and then two more games on June 5 and 6 versus India. And these were the news brought to you by RAI Argentina to the World.
RAI Argentina al mundo. RAI Argentina 面向世界。
RAI Argentina vers le monde.
RAI Argentina to the world.
RAI 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI Argentina al mundo.
RAI Argentina al mundo.
RAE Argentinien in die Welt.
RAE Argentina al mundo.
RAI Argentina to the World presents Great Argentine Songs and Their Stories. Today we bring you Grisel, A Forbidden Love and 20 Years Later. Grisel is one of the tango songs that best expresses the sorrow in love. It was written by José María Contursi with music by Mariano Mores. Soon after its release, it became a success to the point that in the provincial town of Argentina where the woman that inspired the song lived, people would say, "There goes Grisel, the one of the tango song." In the mid-20th century, Contursi put lyrics to the love story that couldn't be. And it was a story that couldn't be because he was married and he fell for a 15-year-old. Grisel also passed the generations and until today is one of the most versioned songs beyond the genre of tango, not only on tango, but in other genres. It was 1935 when Contursi was working as an announcer in Radio Stentor in the city of Buenos Aires. Grisel then appeared with her friend, singer Nelly Omar, because they were going to see a concert. Contursi was then 24 years old. He was married, and he also had a young daughter. Grisel, in turn, lived in the town of Capilla del Monte in the province of Córdoba, was a 15-year-old teenager, and had, according to the description of Contursi, eyes of heaven and the face of an angel. The encounter changed both their lives. And here on the background we are listening to the first version of the song by Aníbal Troilo's orchestra with singer Francisco Florentino that put this track on the podium of tango, telling the story of a lover torn by the impossibility of that love between forbidden and desire. According to some tango scholars, this love at first sight marked Contursi's life, and the lyrics of his tangos as well, where the nostalgia for Grisel appears in many metaphors, allusions and lyrics of melancholy. For many, Grisel is the tango song that best represents the pain of love that cannot be, the love that is impossible to achieve. Susana Grisel Vígano is the real name of the girl that inspired the song. She was living in Capilla del Monte in the province of Córdoba, in the central part of Argentina, about 800 kilometers from Buenos Aires City. And her parents, in that little town in the Sierras, had a small inn for travelers and tourists. At that time, Contursi was already a very well-known lyricist of the Buenos Aires tango scene, and he was, as Vígano's father described, a trained womanizer. After they met, some historians maintain that there was an exchange of letters between them. Very passionate letters, according to those same scholars. So it was that on the January of 1938, 1939 and 1940, Contursi traveled from Buenos Aires to Córdoba to recover from respiratory problems. And by medical recommendation, he arrived at Capilla del Monte and at the inn of Grisel's parents. No debí pensar jamás en lograr tu corazón, y sin embargo te busqué. I should never have thought of achieving your heart, and yet I sought you out, until one day I found you, and with my kisses I stunned you, without caring that you were good. Your illusion was glass, broken glass, when I left, since I never, never came back. How bitter was your sorrow. Do not forget me, Grisel. Te olvides de mí, de tu Grisel. For Contursi, it was a tormented love, even when he made the decision to return to his wife, with whom he had three more children. Surely, the fierce opposition of Grisel's parents played an important part in this story, and above all, his urban and tango lifestyle, a world in which he was no longer recognized as the famous son of, but in which he had a name of his own. In the lyrics, Contursi tells how he insisted on finding the young woman who made him fall, and he takes on the fact that she was young and pure by saying, "No matter how good you were," on the lyrics. Also, he confesses his tears and guilt for the illusion that his love generated in the young woman when he said, "Your illusion was made of glass. It was broken when I left. How bitter was your sorrow." Little is known about Grisel at that time, only that she was elected queen in some beauty pageant in Córdoba, and that according to testimonies in some books, the strong will and character of her mother carved in her so much that in 1941 she married another man, and she had a daughter with this man. Contursi knew and learned that she got married, and so in all of his tangos there is this pain, this remorse that he felt for seducing her, but then abandoning her and subsequently missing her, as the lyrics in the second part of the song say. Porque no te olvides. And today I'm living crazy because I didn't forget you, or you remember me, Grisel. Then I locked your voice and the warmth of your gaze, and like a madman, I looked for you, but I couldn't find you anymore. And in other kisses, I was stunned. My whole life became a deception. In the 60s, José María Contursi was widowed. This makes the poet even more immersed in alcohol and nightlife following the death of his wife. And according to the story, a musician, Ciriaco Ortiz, at the request of Nelly Omar, if you remember, it was Grisel's friend, arrives at Capilla del Monte to warn Grisel that Contursi had become a widower and he was depressed and became an alcoholic. Grisel then decides to travel to Buenos Aires to meet him. She arrived with her daughter, Susana. And because of this trip, Grisel was abandoned by her husband. In 1967, Contursi and Grisel married. She and her daughter moved into Buenos Aires. However, Contursi added his passion for gambling, or a problem of gambling, to his problem of alcoholism. And then Grisel took, as we say here, the bull by the horns and decided to act on this. According to Contursi's daughter, Grisel said then, "We're going back to Córdoba, but the whiskey stays in Buenos Aires." 20 years after they met, they returned to Capilla del Monte, the place where they met secretly from her parents and his wife. Contursi died 4 years later, in 1972, at the age of 61. 22 years later, it was Grisel who died. Grisel, the love that inspired Contursi's best tangos.
No debí pensar jamás en lograr tu corazón, y sin embargo te busqué hasta que un día te encontré, y con mis besos te aturdí, sin importarme que eras buena, una ilusión fue de cristal, se rompió cuando partí, pues que nunca, nunca más volví. Qué amarga fue tu pena, no te olvides de mí, de tu Grisel. Me dijiste al besar el Cristo aquel, y hoy que vivo enloquecido, porque no te olvidé, ni te acuerdas de mí, Grisel, Grisel. Me faltó después tu voz y el calor de tu mirar, y como un loco te busqué, pero ya nunca te encontraré. Y
en otros besos me aturdí. Mi vida toda fue un engaño. Será grisel de mí. Se cumplió la ley de Dios, porque sus culpas ya pagó. ¿Quién te hizo tanto daño? No te olvides de mí.
No te olvides de mí, Grisel. The tango song that we brought you today is Grisel, as part of our regular cycle on great Argentine songs and their stories. This is a feature produced by Silvana Avellaneda.
Que no te olvidé, ni te acuerdas de mí, Grisel, Grisel.
Before signing off, let's go over the headlines once again. Argentine President Alberto Fernández announced changes in pensions and denied it was downsizing. The health ministry reported that the Argentine hospitalized for coronavirus in Japan has already been cured. Electronic voting made its debut with mistakes and errors in the Dominican Republic, and the elections were thus suspended. Uruguay's president-elect said he does not want dictator Nicolás Maduro, quote-unquote, to attend his inauguration on March the 1st. The government restored international flights from Buenos Aires Aeroparque. River Plate beat Banfield and remain the sole leaders of the local tournament. And this way we come to the end of today's edition of RAI Argentina to the World in English via WRMI, via internet, and also via audio now for listeners in the States. Marcelo Diaz has operated the program. I am Fernando Farias. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. Join us tomorrow for another one. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.